Welcome, welcome everyone. This is my podcast. My name is Ashton Parks, and today I'm going to be doing a book review on the book Mortal Engines by Philip Reeve, who is a well-known author because of his series Mortal Engines. The book's setting is hundreds of years into the future, and is a world where cities and towns eat each other for other resources, and a war called the 6-Minute War that ended billions of lives with nuclear warfare and other horrible weapons. The so-called ancients had enough firepower to destroy the life and landscape on Earth in just 60 minutes. Which is crazy to think that that should even be possible, but it is, probably even in real life, the firepower of nukes. The main character is Tom Natsworthy, who is what they call an apprentice historian. Aboard London, he is a low-ranking historian that is treated poorly and made to clean when he has a day off. But that doesn't stop him from fulfilling his dreams, becoming an adventurer, just like Thomas Thaddeus Valentine. He is a charming, brave young man who does not shy from danger. And his companion, Hester Shaw, who is a cunning girl that would kill anyone that got in her way of getting revenge on her father, Thaddeus Valentine, for killing her mother, who is Tom's girlfriend later in the book. She can also be lovable even though she has a terrible scar on her face from her father's sword. The scar makes her a hideous sight, but that does not stop Tom from loving her for who she is. She is brave, and even when the odds are low for success. In my opinion, this book is for all ages above 9, because there are some graphic scenes, but they aren't too bad. It's just like blood, stuff like that. Nothing too bad. There aren't any bad scenes. There are 5 books in this series, and the last book is 3 short stories about a character named Anna Fang, who saved the main protagonist many times, and how she became an important role in the world of Mortal Engines. These books are some of my favorite pieces that I've read, because they have very good imagery detail, and it makes a movie in your head, and which is exactly what I expect from a good book like this one. And there's also a film out for the movie, for the book Mortal Engines, which I've been wanting to watch since it first came out in 2018, but I have not had the time to watch it, and the movie is no longer out in the theaters, so I have to buy it. But I don't have money, so people say that the movie is good. I've also seen previews of this movie, so I know that it does look like a good movie. They have changed some details, but it does look pretty close to the book. London looks quite a bit different from what the book describes it to look like. There's a Union Jack on the jaws. The jaws are used for eating other towns and cities. And this is kind of a spoiler, but later in the book, London acquires, well, they've had it for a while, years. They've weaponized their town to be able to destroy towns in a single blow. This weapon is called the Medusa. It is a strange, snake-like looking weapon that fires a ginormous bolt of energy at this target. It destroys it in an instant, sending weird radiation all over the land. And thank you for listening to my podcast. That is the end of my podcast. So goodbye.